It's Iowa's Country Station, 92.5 KJJY. I'm on the line with a very awesome guest, Gary Allen. He's going to be up in Ames at Stevens Auditorium this Saturday, March 7th. Tickets are on sale via Ticketmaster now. Gary, I just got to say right off the bat, it's an honor to have you on this show. I've grown up listening to your music. I still remember having your Greatest Hits album on repeat on my iPod, and it's just so awesome to talk to you.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Gary. And one thing about you this year that I think is really cool is it's actually the 30th anniversary of your first big hit, Her Man. That came out back in 1996. Can you believe it's been 30 years?
That is crazy, isn't it? I had kind of always said in my interviews, I just wanted to be here for 10 years. And yeah, then it was 20 and now it's 30. Shoot, now I'm pushing for 40.
Isn't that nice when you get to those checkpoints and it just feels good?
Absolutely. You know, I absolutely love what I do. And to think I just get to ride around the country playing music with my friends is mind-boggling for 30 years.
Here on KJJY, I actually host a portion of my show called 90s at Noon. And back then when you got started, I share a lot of tidbits and stories. And your story is one of my favorites because when you eventually got a record deal, it was like something almost out of a movie. You were working at a car lot and one of your demos got left in a car, and then a couple with a lot of money ended up hearing it, and they ended up giving you $12,000, and you moved to Nashville.
That's exactly it. And then we ended up in a bidding war and got a record contract 6 months later. Isn't that crazy? A car that I sold. You usually hate the guy you bought the car from.
Were you worried like things might not work out back then?
Oh, yeah. Shoot, even when they gave me the money, I slid it back and said, you know, don't take money from my family, because if I don't make it, I don't want to owe somebody 12 grand. And they kind of laughed at me and said, you know, if it can change your life, you should take it. And I did, and it did. I ended up, when I got my deal, I ended up giving back their 12 grand, and then I gave them a percentage of the first record. And turns out they owned a gold mine in Alaska, so they were fine.
Oh, well, I always wondered what they did, because that is just an easy way. I know I couldn't just hand out $12,000 like that.
Right, I know, huh? Crazy.
Gary, I've always loved just how much you are you too. That's another thing that's always stood out to me about Gary Allen as an artist. You are just so much yourself, not even just when it comes to your like music, but your style. Did you ever have to like really, well, like, was it hard to carve that out in the music business just to be yourself?
I think I learned how to do that in the clubs like before I got there. I remember my dad, he always had this saying, you need to play for the love you, people that love you, the people that hate you, and the people that could care less. And then he goes, in some place in there, you'll find yourself. And I never really got it. But like right when I didn't have to start thinking about how I sang a song, I was probably 25. I was a house band in a club. And I think there was a certain point where it's like, no, this is how I do it and what I do. And I didn't have to think about anything anymore. And that's right about when I got a deal. So I had a good sense of what I wanted to sound like, what I wanted to look like. And anybody that went against it, I was like, until this doesn't work, we're not doing anything else.
That thing your dad said, that almost sounds like a song in itself.
Right. Yeah, I remember I got pissed off. I wouldn't play in his band anymore. And then anyway, it all worked out. I got a record contract.
You've had a lot of amazing songs over the years, you know, things like Watching Airplanes, songs about rain and Smoke Rings in the Dark. Those all come to my mind as some of my favorites. But one like Gary Allen song memory I always have is Every Storm Runs Out of Rain. That song came out when I was in high school. And I remember it was one of those songs that just everybody in my high school at the time was listening to. Even people who weren't country music fans really liked it. And what was special about that song initially? Like, did you know it was going to be something big?
Oh, no. I don't think I ever know things like that. But interesting about that song, that was the first time I had ever written with Hillary Lindsay. And my manager, I liked writing really sad songs, and my manager eventually was like, dude, you can't keep doing this. You have to write something positive. So that's the first time I ever wrote a song that insinuated something bad, but every line was positive, and that was all learning how to write with her.
One of those songs you write, it has like a positive response, right? And it is, I think that's why it resonates with so many people. It is just kind of shining a light in the darkness.
Yeah. It's all going to be okay, no matter what.
So true, Gary. And Gary, I also know that you're really big into like surfing and wakeboarding and a lot of other water activities. And here in Iowa, that's big when it gets warm. And thankfully, 70 degree days, they're getting closer. When do you normally first start hitting the lake?
It's usually just after Easter. Like right now, it's still a little cold. It's like 75, but the water's really cold. And I'm I'm not in a discomfort at all anymore, so it's either nice or I'm not getting in.
And I think sometime you got to stop here in central Iowa at like Sailorville or maybe Rathman, Gary. I think you'd make some good wakes.
Like to see it.
Awesome. Well, Gary, we're really excited to welcome you back to Stevens Auditorium. I know just a few years ago you rocked a show there, and we're really happy to have you back in 2026. Gary, it's going to be awesome.
We're looking forward to it. I'll see you in a couple days.